It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
To AM, a generational 5 hour KM to AM. You know why. You know exactly what type of time I'm on. Dial 888-808-1019. The last time I was on was Thursday night. I told you Juan Soto would bounce back after the pitch clock violation, after he got rang up on a borderline call. I told you, relax, we could be popping champagne, heading back to the World Series on Saturday night. And as I sat alone in my living room watching it happen, something got in my eye. My eye started to well up. It's real. The Yankees are back. I repeat, the New York Yankees are back. So yeah, if you've ever listened to me talk on The Fan, I'm a wild sports fan. It's all I do. It's all I care about. It's all I think about. It's all I spend money on. All I watch on TV. I don't know why I'm like this. I've been like this since I was a child. And when I was a child, every October, the Yankees ran through October. Tis the postseason. It's the most wonderful time. Baseball is better when the Yankees run through October. The drought is over. The appearance drought is over. Obviously, the job's not finished, but live in this. These are the days leading up where tonight we're going to speculate. Some people are probably going to call and try to rain on our parade that hasn't even happened yet. Yankees universe, don't let anyone steal your joy. I will help you deflect them. I've got bars on top of bars. I'm ready for everything. I got everything from the group chats. I got everything from Twitter, everything from Facebook, everything from Instagram. I know everything that everybody's going to say, everything that everybody's going to ask. And I have some friends joining me tonight to help the conversation. Legendary Yankee Roy White is going to come back. I don't know if you ever heard the interview I had with Roy White last month, where he literally talked about working with Joe DiMaggio in the outfield. Roy White will give us some of his time in about 25 minutes. When we get into the 8 o'clock hour, Chris Kirshner, who covers your New York Yankees, who's from the Bronx, will join us at 8:15. He was at the workout today. I literally ran into him coming up from the subway as I was sitting at McDonald's up there. I'll tell you why I was up there and all that later. Fabian Ardaya, as we flip the coin to the other side, he covers the Dodgers for The Athletic. He will join us at 9:15. 6:15 Pacific time. And then at 7:15 Pacific time, 10:15 our time, Steven Nelson, who I've had on The Fan before, him and I crossed paths when we were both on MLB Network. Good guy. This guy went from doing intentional talk. I mean, he did a lot of stuff. But he got the opportunity to call the Dodgers games. After Vin Scully, he got to step in and call Dodgers games. And I think this is his first year doing it. And I can't wait to talk to him about the experience and obviously getting to the World Series. He won't get to call these games, but I'm sure he has some insights from Chavez Ravine. 888-808-1019, you get to talk first. You get to call in, ask me any questions. Like I said, I wasn't on since Thursday. I'm sorry. I was in my basement watching Juan Soto versus Hunter Gaddis on loop. I couldn't move. I couldn't do anything else but watch Juan Soto nod his head and look at this man like it's your time to get got. Emmanuel Clase, no, no, no. It's you versus me. Now you can't leave. And we're going to the World Series. 888-808-1019. Yeah, in theory, blank check Juan Soto. Pay that man everything. But you're bugging out if you think he's getting $700 million like Shohei Ohtani. Oh, my least favorite. Shohei Ohtani. Ipe's boy. Oh, I cannot wait. I got a early in the morning went straight to the gym to prepare for all of the hating that I'm going to do on Ohtani for the next 2 weeks. I mean, I've been doing it all year. The MVPHC, Most Valuable Player Haters Club. Hate, 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 hate. Ohtani, step right up. Come on down. I cannot wait for this matchup. I'll tell you why I think the Yankees will win it in six. Get this Yankee homer off the fan. This guy just said the Yankees are going to beat them in six. They're going to get swept by the Dodgers. Okay, stay tuned. Stay tuned. Now's the time to put your predictions out. Now's the time to talk about it. We'll see what happens. I've got plenty of nuggets from the season. Disclaimer, the regular season is not the postseason. Disclaimer, the regular season is not the postseason. But I've got some things in theory that I'm going to put in the air to make you think about it and not just think that because the Dodgers were able to put up 9 runs shutout, 8 runs shutout, outscore the opponent like 27-2 at one point in the NLCS, that's not going to happen to the New York Yankees. 888-808-1019. It's the World Series. Tonight we'll talk about where you were 15 years ago. 15 years ago, my wife and I were just acquaintances, friends. 15 years ago, I thought that we would have plenty of World Series appearances, so much so that I didn't even go to the parade. Granted, I had class and football practice, and I have probably told this story 100 times about how I wish I would have skipped and went. But man, we're 4 wins away from having that parade. It's a special time in New York. Do you feel the buzz, the energy? Did you buy a hat with the World Series patch on it? I bought 2. But 1, I ordered from Fanatics. I paid for 2 days shipping. I knew the 2-day shipping wasn't real. Today is day 3. They let me know that it'll ship by Halloween. Well, what good does that do me? The series starts on Friday, October 25th. I woke up this morning. I'm on a train to Yankee Stadium for when they open up the team store at 9:30 to get my hat. And then, you know, I needed pins, so I made 2 trips to the MLB team store today. I just came back from over there. And we'll talk all about trying to get this merch. And then I, you know, have people say, why would you get the World Series merch? What if they lose? You're never going to be able to wear it. Well, I'm going to wear the hell out of it for 2 weeks. I've been waiting to get one of those fitteds with a World Series patch. And I like this logo. 888-808-1019. Nobody will steal my joy. Don't let anybody steal your joy. We're back, baby. They can't say, oh, well, haven't been there, right? They can't say, well, it's been 15 years. That's a long time. You can't win, right? As Yankee fans, there's so many Yankee haters. What did I tell you? There's 29 teams and the New York Yankees, right? You get made fun of because the team has been in a 15-year drought. And then when you make it and you celebrate it, they're like, oh my, 41 appearances? Please, you Yankee fans are so spoiled. Try being a Mariners fan. No, no, no. I don't want to try and be any other fan. I never rooted for anyone else. I know what I am. This is what I do. This is what we do. This is the fan in New York. Call up 888-808-1019. It's the most wonderful time. Nestor's coming back. I mean, the matchup is the dream. The dream has been realized. The dream has happened. I told you I didn't want a Subway Series. I told you multiple stories and reasons. Major League Baseball has been dreaming of East Coast, West Coast. The Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York Yankees. It's box office. It's cinema. Star Wars. All of the stars. Shohei Ohtani versus Aaron Judge. The 2 MVPs. The 2 home run leaders from each league. Mookie Betts, former MVP. Giancarlo Stanton, former MVP. Freddie Freeman. I guess we give him MVP. And I guess we'll give that Mickey Mouse ring to them. But that's another thing. You guys hear Kike Hernandez talking about wanting a parade in the seat. Yo, did you hear Dave Roberts? How smug Dave Roberts has been? We're going to play some audio from him tonight. You know who that is, right? I was just a wee lad. I was just a little boy when Dave Roberts came in and stole that base and then came home to score. When that lead changed, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what it was going to lead to. But we owe you for that, Dave Roberts, coming here talking about beating the team across town, talking about the Dodgers are the best fans in baseball, cap. Talking about, hey, LA, you want to have a parade in this city? New York needs a parade. The Liberty are going to get us warmed up. One time for the Liberty. The first. The New York Liberty are going to have a parade on Thursday. I'll probably be too sleepy to go. And boom, the Devils score. Jack Hughes. I'm not watching the Knicks. I'm watching the Devils. I guess I'll turn the Knicks on. But woo, woo, woo. Let's go Devils. Jack Hughes with the first goal. Anyway, lost my train of thought here. Shout out to the Devils fans. We'll get into the Paul Cotter conversation a little later on. There's so many narratives and so many storylines with this matchup. Juan Soto's birthday Friday. Juan Soto didn't face the Dodgers in June. Oh, Alex Verdugo, his former team. Oh, Giancarlo Stanton grew up going to those games. He's hit a ball out of that ballpark. He won MVP in that ballpark. I've been there. Honestly, I've told you guys, I've been to Dodger Stadium more than I've been to Citi Field. I've been to Dodger Stadium 7 times. I've been to Citi Field 5. I'll break that down for you a little later. It doesn't really make sense, but if you know me, it makes perfect sense. Why would I be going to Flushing? Anyway, 888-808-1019. I want to break because we're going to fill the air with all of the things from the ticket prices to my fear that Yankee Stadium is going to be full of suits and corporate people and rich people that just go to this one game. And I'm afraid that like the diehards, the bleacher creatures, the terror squad, some of the season ticket holders I know will be in there because of their plans. But I know some of you that wait till those tickets drop to get in there for those games. I know some of you that buy tickets in advance, that get the emails and get the specials that come to that stadium to yell and scream and root this team on. We need you in there. It's not going to be like when Pantone 294 showed up with a police escort 5,000 deep walking through Girard Ave, River Ave, 161st. It's not going to be like it was in June. Cody Poteet is not pitching. He's not even on the roster. It's not going to be like it was in June. They barely beat us the first game, smacked us the second game, and then we took the third game. I cannot wait for this matchup. I love baseball. I love the New York Yankees. I got respect for the Dodgers. I know who they are. I know that every winter offseason they add a Shohei Ohtani, a Yamamoto. Oh, I can't wait to face Mama Yoda. We wasted so many hours on the Fan talking about where he was going to go, Mets or Yankees. I cannot wait to see him. But yeah, the Dodgers always add talent at the deadline. Tommy Edman, Jack Flaherty, who the Yankees passed on, Michael Kopech, Kevin Kiermaier. Yeah, we'll talk about everything tonight since I haven't been on. I've got like 10 pages of notes of things that I just came across. But before we go to break, job's not done, job's not finished. 4 more wins. Throughout this season, I said that this team was giving me a tingly feeling. And obviously there was points in time where this team made me pissed off, where we ripped everybody, where we wanted Clay Holmes gone. We wanted Gleyber gone. I mean, before the season started, a lot of you wanted Giancarlo Stanton just cut. We're hard on our guys, but we love hard on our guys. And this is the team that did it, and they're gelling at the right time, and they have so many storylines and so many characters, and I will tip my cap. I will not pat you on the back yet. We will not bow to you. But I will tip my cap to Brian Cashman. You put the team together. And even though I was upset at the trade deadline, even though I wanted a little bit more, this is the team that got back to the World Series to end that drought with the likes of Tim Hill. You know what I'm saying? Tim Hill getting big outs for the Yankees in the ALCS. The script writers are ridiculous. I had no idea Tim Hill would be on this team coming from the White Sox. I mean, Kirk Cousins' cousin Jake. Luke Weaver, Weavy Wonder Dream. Like, this team and this cast of characters, obviously with Juan Soto, the biggest guy added to this team, the biggest factor, they deserve our love and our respect, and we're behind them. And Brian Cashman, I'm tipping my cap to you. When I saw you last, what did I tell you? I said I did not go to Fire Cashman night. I did not buy a Fire Cashman shirt because we needed you after 82-80. We needed you to take that same energy from the GM meetings where you were pissed off, where you had a little Freudian slip talking about Giancarlo Stanton and injuries being in his game. You were correct. He got hurt again against the Braves. I was sitting in Legends and watching with my own eyes. But he's healthy now, and this team that you put together, some Cashman finds, some trades, some signings. They have brought us a ton of joy. Generational joy. For you young fans listening to my voice, I told you, this is yours. This one is for you. Like, for you young fans that have to watch Yankees classic Yankeeography, have to listen to the fan as people call and say, I've been a Yankee fan since I saw Mantle. Oh, yeah, I grew up in the dynasty. I remember 2009 like it was yesterday. For you young Yankee fans, don't let anybody steal your joy. It's your time. The Yankees can do it. Yanks in six. Keith McPherson on the fan for a five-hour KM to AM. I got guests joining me. You joining me. Let's take a break so we can come back and get it in and pass the night tonight. The Knicks will play. We'll watch that. We'll react to that. But, I mean, it's the most wonderful time. The Yankees are back in the World Series. It's real. It happened. 888-808-1019. KM to AM returns right after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, tell everybody.
I'm leaving today.
How sweet it is.
I want to be a part of it.
Where?
New York, New York.
Where else? The fan in New York. Keith McPherson on the fan, checking right back in. 888-808-1019. The Yankees are heading to the World Series. The Knicks kick off their journey to a potential championship. No, I don't think so. Tonight, watching some hockey. And I don't think we really got to do the Daniel Jones, Brian Daboll, Joe Shane conversation. Maybe later. I don't think we really need to do the Aaron Rodgers is the song that doesn't end. I got a bunch of people texting me, a bunch of people on Twitter. Shout out to everybody in the Yankees universe. Let's get to you on the phone. Penn is in Baltimore, first up on the fan in New York.
Hey, Keith.
Hey, what's up, man?
You
know,
I think you should be closer to postseason.
You think who should be the closer?
Weaver.
He is.
He should be closer to postseason.
He's been. Where are you watching? What he's been the closer. Thanks for the call, Penn. 888-808-1019. Weavy Wonder. Dream Weaver. I mean, this guy says he's like a ferocious lion cat or something like that. Ferocious tiger cat. I don't
jungle
care.
Cat.
Jungle. I don't care what he thinks he is in his mind. I said when he comes off the mound, like, bro, we needed it. I'm glad they figured out that he was the guy. This whole bullpen. Yo, another round of applause for Aaron Boone. I told you guys Aaron Boone wasn't going anywhere, regardless of what happened. But, I mean, he just managed the Yankees to their first World Series in 15 years. He's not going anywhere. Told you guys that all season. I met with Aaron Boone down in the Jersey Shore area at Baseline Social. I asked him every question that I possibly could, and I got a good feel for, you know, the type of time that Boone was on, this team was on. They were hell-bent on being a champion, and now they are champions of the American League. Dave is in Stratford. Dave, you're next up on the fan.
Hey, Keith, how are you?
Good. Thanks for calling.
All right, so you asked where we were 15 years ago. I was at Game 6 against the Phillies, that clincher. 2000 Subway Series Game 1, 99 Game 4 against the Braves. Game 6 against the Braves and that clincher.
Blessed. You're a blessed person. You're a blessed Yankee fan.
The best was I was a 15-year-old kid in 1977. And a classmate comes up to me the morning of Game 6 and says, I have two tickets for us, for you, if your dad could drive to the stadium tonight. I had to borrow a dime to make a phone call to call my dad to see if he was interested. Big Yankee fan. Of course, we went down. We saw Reggie hit three off of Bert Hooten, Elias Sosa, and Charlie Huff. That was my first World Series game, and what a memory. And my dad, now 92, still tunes in every game and as passionate as ever. So we're pretty psyched about this one.
Gotta be. Great call, Dave. And yeah, you know what? It made me think about, like I said, generations. And that's what I said. This is a generational episode of my show. This is a generational World Series, because to be able to tell stories like that, you're blessed. You're a blessed Yankees fan. There are Yankee fans that cannot recall 2009. There are Yankee fans that this is their World Series. And like, we're talking about dimes. I don't know what the World Series tickets cost back then, but these tickets are insane. The average ticket price is like $1,400. You can't get into a game right now for less than a G. For less than $1,000, you're not getting into the stadium buying a ticket. And there's only so many seats. And you're combining the two largest fan bases, not just in theory, in attendance. The Dodgers lead all of baseball in attendance at Dodger Stadium, the theme park of ballparks. And obviously the National League, but in the American League, the Yankees lead in attendance at Yankee Stadium, the greatest stage. So when you combine that and just how rich these cities are with famous people, with successful business people, literal billionaires, people that money is not really a thing to say, yeah, how many do we need? Actually, I want legend seats. I want to be behind home plate. I don't know when this is happening again. There are people that can punch that ticket. But I think there's a lot of us that are going to, like myself included, I don't have a ticket right now. And I'm not saying that lobbying for one. I understand how powerful his mic is, and I understand somebody will reach out. Somebody already has. Multiple people already have, which I appreciate. People take care of me. I'm blessed just being my regular self and being around this stuff. I've got so many people in the Yankees organization and the fan base that are just making sure I'm good. I think I have a good chance of being in there. And even if I don't get gifted, I put a couple dollars to the side. I'm paying my way in. I'm going to go to at least one of these World Series games. And if you can't make it to a game, we will be at Billy's Friday. And then Saturday, WFAN and Corona, we're doing another watch party like we did for the ALDS. Billy's across from the stadium. It's going to be insane. If you have social media, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, you probably saw the videos. The first watch party I did was last Friday for Game 4. And shout out to Billy's, shout out to Joey, shout out to George, shout out to all of them over there. I just called them. I've been going to Billy's way before I was on the radio, way before I was even doing Yankees content. So, you know, I've been seeing the same people there forever. And I was like, listen, we can put 100 people into Billy's on Friday. Can you open up, you know, the big side of Billy's, not just the restaurant side? And they said, yeah, there's a 30-foot screen and great food and drinks. So come out if you can't get to LA on Friday and Saturday, definitely come to Billy's at the stadium. It's like our official Yankees watch party. I don't think the Yankees are planning to open up the first, 100 level seats for a watch party like you saw in Citi Field or Comerica Park. But you can come through Billy's and be with a bunch of Yankee fans. It's so much better to be with all the fans and experience the joy and the celebration and the big moments and the tense moments with other Yankee fans. So we'll be out there for that. And then I think they're even going to stay open for, of course, they're going to stay open for the whole series, but they're going to be open for the away games and the home games. So that's a spot that you can go watch the games if you can't actually get in. Let's go to Pat in Rutherford on the Fan. Hello, Pat.
Hi, Kev. How are you?
It's Keith. But
hello?
Yeah, Keith McPherson here. But, I haven't been on in 4 days. Kevin is close. I've had people call me Kenneth, Kevin. It's close. Kenny.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't care.
Anyway, just don't call you late for dinner.
Yeah.
What I wanted to call about is, this thing about the postseason home run and all that.
What's
Mickey
the thing?
Mantle and, well, Mickey Mantle's got 18. And back in the day, the American League won, the National League won, and there was a World Series. Now, if you go into the postseason, you possibly could play 22 games.
Okay.
And Mickey Mantle hit 18 home runs when the most games you could play is 7 games. How are we comparing this to Mickey Mantle?
Thanks for the call, Pat. We're comparing Giancarlo Stanton being a postseason monster. I know everybody loves the Mick. I know everybody loves Mickey Mantle. But he's not Giancarlo Stanton. You see Giancarlo Stanton? He looks like the Incredible Hulk. Like, we're not, you know, I understand history. I respect history. And I get all of that. But, like, you know, when I think what they were doing is they were comparing him to Babe Ruth and his numbers. It's just a different format. It's a different time. Respect to the far past, but like in this time, in real time, you're watching a guy in Giancarlo Stanton who gets booed, who gets criticized, who, like I said, people wanted to cut this year. People were literally saying, cut him, pay his contract, let him go anywhere, forgetting that when the postseason comes, he turns into an actual monster. And in regards to history, paying respect to history, I've got a ton of respect for this guy. Joining us right now, from your New York Yankees and from Compton, LA, California, back on the Fan, is Roy White.
Hey, Roy. All right, great to be back with you, Keith. Thanks for having me.
Of course, thanks for taking the time out. Let's start with the fact that you're from out there. You grew up out there. You know the culture out there. Talk about these Dodgers fans and the rivalry and how they move and how they think about baseball and what you think they're thinking facing the New York Yankees.
Well, I think they're all really excited, you know, to have the Yankees. They've been waiting for to play the Yankees for years, you know. And, you know, my brother lives in California. He's still out there with his wife. I'm going to call him tonight and say, hey, watch out. The Yankees are coming to town on Friday. We're going to get you. You know, so everything going. And my wife has her sisters and brothers live out there. And they're Dodger fans big time. And they like to rib me, you know, when the Yankees get a big loss or something, you know, then they stick it to me. So this is really a great moment. It's going to be very exciting. This is a classic series. Growing up in Compton, and you know, I read about all the great series that the Yankees and Dodgers had. There used to be a program called World Series Highlights, and every time it came on, it was the Yankees versus the Dodgers. You know, so there's just a lot of history there, and. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm excited about it. Reggie Smith, both of us grew up in Compton now, Keith, and played on the same little league team and went to the same high school. Mm-hmm. And he was on the Dodgers in those two series that we played against him in 77 and 78.
Yeah, Giancarlo Stanton is from out there. And I know
right. He
struggled in the series in June, but I think he's so dialed in. I think he's so locked in. Like, I know you can relate to going home and playing in front of friends, family, the hometown. Like, how do you think he's going to fare this time around against the Dodgers, right? Knowing that he wants that World Series trophy and he's going back to a place that he used to watch games with his dad as a kid.
Right. Well, this is the best I've seen him really since he's been with the Yankees. I mean, he's really totally locked in. I don't see him waving at some of those sliders a foot outside. You know, like we've seen him do during a regular season. And he's been there waiting for his pitch, and when he's gotten it, he's put it away. So he's been outstanding, and I'm really really proud of the Yankees, the way they hit this year. You know, because the big problem over this last several years that they've been in the playoffs is that they had no offense. Every time they would come in, and the Yankees wouldn't hit, and they wouldn't score runs, and they would lose those 2-1 games, 3-1, 4-2, because nobody hit. And this time, in these playoffs, they were able to put together some offense. So this Yankee team is really looking great going in. Should be a great series. What more could you ask for? You got Judge, you got Ohtani, you got Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, you got Stanton, and you got Soto. You know, it's like a Hollywood script. And of course, all the Hollywood stars will be at the ballpark out there too.
Oh yeah, yeah. We know the stars will be out. Right. Every famous person, like I just was talking about, famous people, rich people that can afford to go. It's a main stage. It's an event. People want to be seen, and it's going to be great. I wanted to ask you about the travel. We're on the phone with Roy White, who is a two-time World Series champion, playing in 1977 and 78. You traveling back and forth, what do you remember from the flights? I've taken that flight to L.A. It's a long flight. But, like, how did that affect sleep and preparation and playing? I know they give them a little bit of time, but that's a long way to go playing in a series. You play a couple games. You go back, play a couple games.
I don't think it really affected us, Keith. I don't remember, you know, anybody feeling any fatigue or anything. I think you're already so hyped up that that just doesn't affect you, you know, when you're playing in the World Series. So, you know, jet lag and all that stuff, forget about it. You don't have it or you don't feel it. So I don't think that has any, you know, effect on the outcome of what's going on. So I think everybody be ready to go, and it's not going to bother them.
Me, when I go out to L.A. and I land, people want to do stuff that night. I'm like, nah, I gotta chill tonight. I got to go to a hotel. I got to relax tonight. We can start in the morning.
Right. Well, the only thing they do usually is the guy just going to pitch that next game. They send him home early to get that extra day. You know, like if you're going from L.A. back to New York and the guy just supposed to start that game, would leave that day before so that he's already there when the team gets back to New York. So that's one way that would help as far as him adjusting back to the time change.
Yeah, I want to say in 2019, maybe James Paxton went out there earlier. One of the Yankees starting pitchers went out there early. I went out there for that series.
Mm-hmm.
What's your prediction here? I've been saying Yankees in six. I'm taking predictions now while we can still predict. What do you think? Yankees, Dodgers, how many games?
I see seven games, Keith. Be back and forth. You know, they're so evenly matched. And I think everybody's going to be looking for the stars to, you know, perform big time. But as usual, it's going to be one of the lesser guys that you're not expecting that comes up big in these kind of big events like the World Series and the playoffs. And you've seen it all through the playoffs where, you know, guys like Edmonds for the Dodgers. I said, who is this guy? I didn't even know Edmonds. Mm-hmm. You know, then Pajes, the right-hand hitter. I guess it's Pajes. I said Pajes. But, you know, he came up with two home runs to get the man. What is this guy? I never saw this guy the whole season. So those are the kind of guys. And I think that happens because, you know, the pitchers are so focused on the big hitters.
Yep.
You know, you don't want Judge to beat you. You want Ohtani to beat you or Betts or Stanton. So they're really not going to really get the good pitches to hit. They're going to try to make them chase. They're going to throw pitches out of the strike zone. They don't want to lose to those guys. So when they get to the other guys in the lineup, sometimes they're going to get better pitches to hit. And I think that's what decides a lot of things. So
they don't have a hole in their lineup. Max Muncy had a streak of, like, I don't know, 12 at-bats getting on base. Kike Hernandez.
Yeah.
Kike Hernandez in the first series wasn't even playing. They were trying to, you know, make sure he was in the starting lineup. He turned into a postseason monster. And you mentioned Andy Paez.
Yeah, right.
And
Hernandez, you're right.
Tommy Edman got traded for at the deadline. Andy Paez was in their farm system.
Right.
I give them a ton of credit because they scout talent, they develop talent, and they go out and add talent at every opportunity that they get.
No, you're right. That's the Dodger way. I was almost a Dodger. You probably didn't know about that.
No,
but
I didn't know. Tell us.
In 1967, in spring training, you know, I thought I was going as a fourth outfielder. On the last day of spring training, Ralph Al called me in and said, we just made a deal, and you're going to the Dodgers, and they were going to get John Kennedy, a shortstop, because our shortstop had broke his arm in spring training, and the Yankees didn't have a shortstop. But he says, don't worry, you're on loan. You know, we still own you. And so I had to leave and go to Vero Beach, and I was going to play AAA baseball for Spokane Indians. So in late July, I'm leading the Pacific Coast League in hitting, and I'm thinking I'm going to be a Dodger. I said, you know what, I'm probably going to end up being a Dodger because I was a prototype Dodger player, you know, switch hitter with speed, and they had Maury Wills, Lefebvre, had a couple of guys. Who's the other guy, the switch hitter over there? Not fairly. Parker at first base, Wes Parker. So I said, I'm probably going to end up a Dodger. You know, I'm going to be in L.A. So Dick Houser broke his arm, and the Yankees said, can we have Roy White back? And the Dodgers could have said no. They could have said, no, we're going to keep him here for the whole season. And they said, well, if you send us another guy to replace him, we'll let him go. So I got called back to the Yankees, and that was the last I seen of the Dodgers.
Roy White, you're the man. You know we always run into each other. I say we got like some type of air tags or some type of radar. Ran into you in the lobby, ran into you in the parking lot. So if I make my way into the World Series, I know I'm going to see you there.
No doubt. I look forward to it.
Appreciate you, man. Thanks for joining us. That's Roy White on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Listen, I just was talking about if I make my way into the World Series, I'm working on it. But the hottest ticket in town, it's hard to get. We have your chance to win your way in at WFAN. Keep listening to The Fan to find out how. Listen in the morning to Boomer and Geo, midday, BT and Sal, and also Evan and Tiki will be giving away tickets to Game 3 this week. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Yeah! Good time to be a Yankee fan. Your boy KM on The Fan. 888-808-1019. One guest down, three more to go. Shout out to Roy White. He is humble. He is awesome. He's knowledgeable. He's 80 years old. He's sharp. And he is a friend of mine, which is just wild. I remember when I first met him. Shout out to Andrew Levy. I first met him, I'm like, wait, what? There's pictures of him up in the stadium. Like, I've seen that picture of him multiple times, and it's just cool to bring him on to WFAN, especially with the whole Yankees-Dodgers rivalry, him playing in it, and him being from out there. Let's get back to the phones. Again, I said I got Yankee fans texting me. My phone blew up Saturday night, and it has not stopped blowing up since. And I just love that all Yankee fans have been able to connect. My son is too little to remember any of this. I was thinking about buying him a little baby shirt that says World Series. I'm like, nah. We win this thing, then I'll get him something. But I'm like, he's not going to remember. My guy Saint texted me. He was like, we can watch this World Series with our sons. I'm like, I'm not going to be able to watch this with my son. My son's a year and a half. He doesn't even watch anything but Elmo. I'm like, you can watch with your son. You know, good for you. And shout out to my guys, David and Lazar. I know they'll be in there. David is a diehard Yankee fan, and he raised his son the same way. And if I can find my way into the Delta Suite like I did in the ALCS, you know I'll pull up on you. This is amazing for fathers and sons. Shout out to my guy, John Wesley, as well, who I went up to meet his 11-year-old son during the ALCS. I love to see that because that's what I want to do, right? Like, nobody made me a Yankee fan. I did this on my own. The television did this to me. Nobody took me to the stadium as a kid. Like, I want to do that for my son. And when I see you guys doing that for your sons, it is special. Don't let anybody steal your joy. Baseball is such a father and son game. You know, having a catch with your dad teaching you the history of the game. And now fathers and sons being able to live in this history together. Let's go to Ryan and Noah from Mount Olive. What's up, Ryan and Noah? You're on The Fan.
Hey, Keith, what's up, man?
Hey.
Yeah, we're actually in the car. First of all, following Roy White, this is a tough call. I'm about following Roy White.
Started off with Roy.
but I appreciate the lead-in because I'm in the car coming home from baseball practice with my son right now, and we listen to you when we come home from baseball a lot. So thanks for getting us on.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
We went to game two. ALCS, super pumped about the series. Noah's 9, so he's going to definitely be watching it with me. And you know,
prime age, BT's son is 9. Like, this is great. Because 15 years ago, like, you probably were maybe thinking about having a kid, and he'll remember this. 9 is the age where they'll remember it. It might be a little fuzzy, but they'll remember it.
Yeah, absolutely. We went to game two. Garrett Cole tossed him a bullpen ball, actually.
Oh, amazing. Amazing.
So that's like up in his room right now. And yeah, we're pumped. We're really excited. And I don't want to put cold water on the series yet, but obviously watching the series with him, Soto's become like a hero. I think the price keeps going up every time he gets a big hit, and we were wondering what you think the number and the years are going to be.
Thanks for the call, Ryan and Noah. Shout out to you guys. Thank you for listening to my show and contributing to it tonight. I was on Foul Territory yesterday. Shout out to Foul Territory TV. Scott Braun, who used to be on MLB Network, we connected there 10 years ago. I just got a ton of respect for him. He has taken Foul Territory to television. They have players on. They do watch parties, live streams, rather. And you know, Cameron Maben is over there. I've had Cameron Maben on The Fan. Eric Kratz and Cameron Maben were on yesterday, so they had me on as a guest, obviously to talk about the Yankees, and of course we get to Juan Soto, and we talk about that at-bat, and that at-bat was show me the money. That at-bat was blank check. But like you say that, it doesn't literally mean $1 billion. It also doesn't mean $700 million. And Jazz Chisholm came out after the game and said, pay Soto $700 million. And I'm like, Jazz, zip your lip. Too much dip on your chip. Again, bro. Chill. SpotRack put out a projected free agency market value for Juan Soto. Juan Soto turns 26 on Friday in L.A. I'm sure he's going to celebrate his birthday in Dodger Stadium. I went to Dodger Stadium. I watched him win the home run derby, walk it off, right? Remember the year that he turned down the $440 million from the Nationals, and so they were petty. They wouldn't fly him out to the All-Star game. He got out there on his own, showed up late, won the home run derby. I was sitting right behind home plate. If you go to my Twitter and scroll back, I have the video to prove it. Back then, Dodgers fans were chanting, future Dodger, the whole weekend. They had me convinced. I'm like, well, the Dodgers always add talent. They have money. They can pay him. The Yankees can pay him. But they don't have to pay him $700 million. Nobody's getting that Ohtani contract with the deferred money for a DH and an ace. So SpotRack put out a 14-year, $513.6 million projected free agency value for Juan Soto. You do the math, divide the 513.6 by 14. I again remind you that he's 26 this Friday. No one's signing 14-year deals. I don't think anybody is going to do that. Scott Boras is going to try, and we'll see about that. Much more to do. 1 hour down. 4 hours to go. A five-hour KM to AM. Dial 888-808-1019. We'll get to you. Keith McPherson on The Fan. I'll be right back.